That drive stopped at the 22-yard line of Lakers. 15 plays, 7 minutes on that drive for Sandusky, and they come up empty-handed. Lakers coming out in the victory formation. 6 seconds left, and they're going to begin advancing to the next round of the playoffs as Lakers takes out Sandusky in a shutout, 18-0 over the Redskins of Sandusky, and they move on to the district championship in Division 7 of the MHSAA playoffs. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Your postgame show is next.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebewing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
It Ford Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hey folks, John Gangler here. Believe it or not, Christmas is around the corner. Here at Moore Shoreline, we're already in the giving spirit with the lowest new and used truck prices in the area. With rates as low as 1.64%, now is the time to stop in and take advantage of these great deals. Be sure to bring the little ones along in their Halloween costume to enter our Facebook contest running now until the end of the month. Remember, you'll always save more when you drive to the shore.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports after the post, after the game is concluded here. Final score, Lakers 18, Sandusky nothing, from the pre-district in Division 7 of MHSAA football here. Dave Hansen, why don't you take us from the beginning here and tell us how we got to this final score.
Well, Clark, there was no score in the first quarter, but in the second quarter we got a huge play from Brennan Wisner. He busted a 62-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was no good, and that's where we left you at halftime. In the third quarter, Terrence Dubes goes 20 yards, getting a 10-yard penalty for a first down. Dustin Cady scores from 35 yards out. Two-point conversion is no good. In the fourth quarter, Terrence Dubes scored in the third quarter. Dustin Cady scored in the fourth quarter with a 35-yard run. All the two-point conversions tonight were no good, but that will be your final. 18-0, Lakers defeats Sandusky.
Final possession, time of possession in this game in the second half. Sandusky hit the ball 14 minutes and 38 seconds, whereas Lakers with 9 minutes and 22 seconds. For a total time of possession on the night, Sandusky 28 minutes, 31 seconds. Lakers 19 minutes, 29 seconds, and most of that was because Lakers scored on from 35, 62, a lot of yards out, and broke home this game.
And the other thing is Sandusky definitely takes their time in the huddle, making sure everybody knows where everybody's going, and they run that play clock down to nothing every single play, Clark, so that does tack up their time of possession.
In the second half, we had only one punt, but we had two turnover downs in this game, both in Sandusky. As a result, the whole first half pretty much nearly put us to sleep here, as it's just back and forth. No one could move the ball at all.
The Brennan Wisner play really kind of sparked us up here, Clark. I know it sparked the Lakers team and the Lakers fans here as well.
Here's how the first half started. A turnover downs from Lakers. A punt from Sandusky. A punt from Lakers. A punt from Sandusky. A punt from Lakers into the second quarter now. A turnover downs on Sandusky. A Laker punt. A Sandusky punt. Lakers touchdown 62 yards out, 6-0. Then Sandusky takes the ball for the last 90 seconds of the half, and it goes into halftime, trailing 6-0. Sandusky then comes out in the second half with a punt on the Sandusky 37-yard line. Couldn't move the ball, only 6 yards there. Lakers scores on a 9-play drive that covered 45 yards, made it 12-0. Sandusky then turnover downs on the 1-yard line of Laker territory. Tried to jam it in there, could not. Lakers defense stepped up to the plate and just stuffed them from the get-go all the way from first to fourth down. And Lakers then utilizes that and marches down the field 99 yards, most also due to a few penalties on that drive. And then scores, makes it 18-0. Sandusky then on the ensuing drive, not in a hurry at all. 7-minute drive, 45 yards, 15 plays, and it results in a turnover downs with 6 seconds left in the game. And then Lakers comes out in the victory formation.
Yeah, and again, Sandusky, from what I understood, had a high-flying, very offense that has a lot of yards in a game, but boy, they really took their time, especially down the stretch. And again, a 7-minute drive, you come up empty-handed in the fourth quarter in a situation where you're down by 3 scores. I thought you'd see a little bit more of a hurry-up offense. You didn't see it there. The Lakers defense was excellent again this week. They had one drive where Sandusky moved the ball very well. Other than that, it was all the Lakers defense today, and it was just a matter of time before a big play happened for one of those electric offensive players that Lakers has.
For Sandusky, they rushed the ball 41 times for 163 yards, attempted 2 passes, both were incomplete. for a total offense effort of 43 plays, 163 yards, throwing three plays of special teams for 28 yards, made it 46 plays, 191 yards, all-purpose yardage. For the Lakers, 34 plays, rushing the ball for 225 yards, one complete pass for 21 yards on one attempt, and for 35 plays of offense for 246 yards, one play of special teams for 5 yards, 36 plays altogether for